This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Senate yesterday named a team to hammer out differences with the House on tax-cutting legislation. The Senate bill focuses on sparing middle-class families from the alternative minimum tax. The House bill extends tax cuts for investors now due to expire in 3 years. But rather than urge negotiators to defend their chamber's bill, the Senate's GOP leaders are pushing to adopt the House's tax cuts. NPR's David Wellna reports.
This is a story about how things are supposed to work in Congress versus how they actually do work, at least lately. Take, for instance, this declaration by New Hampshire Republican John Sununu in his role as the Senate's presiding officer.
The Senate insists on its amendment and agrees to the request of the House for a conference.
That amendment knocked the capital gains and dividends tax cut extensions out of the bills sent over by the House. They were replaced with relief from the alternative minimum tax, or AMT, at the insistence of moderate Senate Republicans. But some Senate negotiators, known as conferees, could try to stick those investment tax cuts back in during their conference with the House, which is why Massachusetts Democrat Edward Kennedy made use of the long-standing congressional tradition of making a motion to instruct those conferees.
My motion says it's wrong to give away $50 billion in tax breaks for the wealthy while cutting $50 billion in Medicare and Medicaid and other health care needs.
That prompted Mississippi Republican Trent Lott to point out a reality not found in most civics textbooks. Senators routinely ignore their own marching orders.
We can't let these motions to instruct prevail. And by the way, they're outrageously ridiculous anyway. Nobody pays any attention to that. I hope to be a conferee. You think I'm going to pay any attention to any motions to instruct me? Baloney.
Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid insisted, though, that the minority has every right to have the Senate vote on instructions for the conferees.
They're important, and I would also say, frankly, that we haven't been much of a participant in the conferences anyway, so we might just as well give the conferees some idea of what we're thinking about since they don't invite us to the meetings.
But there's another reason why Democrats insisted on having roll call votes yesterday on their motions to instruct.
The Democrats want to put the Republicans on record.
According to Rutgers University congressional expert Ross Baker.
They want to be able to make the case that in the face of these very large deficits, the Republicans are enacting very generous tax cuts or making permanent tax cuts that the Democrats have been arguing benefit the richest Americans.
But Republicans had some motions of their own to instruct conferees. Iowa Republican Charles Grassley chairs the Tax Writing Finance Committee.
We can design a tax package which will include dividends, capital gains, AMT, and a one-year extension, all expiring tax relief, all within that $70 billion limit.
And Senate Republican leader Bill Frist made no bones about pushing for a final bill with tax cuts that only the House has approved.
Well, I feel strongly, and the conferees will have to speak for themselves, but I feel strongly that capital gains and dividends need to be a part of that conference report because it's part of the pro-growth agenda.
It was Maine Republican Olympia Snow who'd insisted on the Senate not extending the capital gains and dividends tax cuts. She's not happy about her fellow Republicans trying to use the conference with the House to restore those cuts.
Obviously, I have a difference of opinion here, and it's unfortunate because I think it's not right for us, and I don't think it's right for America at this moment in time, given the rising deficits and the concerns, and we have to make choices.
But the choice Senate GOP leaders have clearly made is to combine their tax cuts with those of the House and then dare doubters like Snow to vote against what comes out of the conference. David Wellna, NPR News.